Joe Rogan, voters are screaming what the fuck is going on? Red wave going to be like the elevator doors opening up in The Shining. By Simon Kent on November 4, 2022. A red wave is building ahead of the midterm elections destined to wash over Democrats like the elevator doors opening up in The Shining. According to Joe Rogan, host of The Joe Rogan Experience. Rogan offered his grim forecast to comedian Bridget Phetasy while addressing the climate of self-censorship wrapped in fear enveloping America where people don't feel they can publicly voice their opinions without facing backlash. Phetasy said she believes a lot of people who buy into the transgender movement do so to signal members of the elites they're part of the high-status in-group. "Yeah, it's real strange," Rogan responded. "It's real strange to just openly accept all this stuff without any pushback. Although public pushback is less obvious, when people approach the ballot box they know they can truly make their opinion count without being howled down," the pair agreed. "I think there will be pushback, though, again, I think we're seeing it in Europe," Phetasy said. "And they were like leaders of this kind of movement. And now it seems like they're coming to their senses a little bit and following science. I don't necessarily see that, although we might see it in the midterms. You know, like, again, people tend to voice their opinion on these things at the ballot when they don't have to voice their opinion. And there are a lot of people that are afraid of talking about it," Rogan responded. "But they're not afraid of voting about it. Because there's a lot of people that are afraid of the reprisal. They're afraid of getting attacked, and they'll sit silently. When they're amongst friends going, 'What the F is going on? Like, what is going on?' And those people, that's going to be responsible for the red wave. I think the red wave that's coming is going to be like the elevator doors opening up in The Shining. That's what I think. I think people are just like, 'What the F are you saying?' They're making Republicans. With just under a week to go to the midterms, the Rogan prophecy already looks like it is coming true. As Breitbart News reported, Democrats have started to blame each other while analysts are predicting the election could be terrible for the one-party holdover Washington, D.C. The New York Times similarly stated top Democratic officials, lawmakers and strategists are openly second-guessing their party's campaign pitch and tactics, reflecting a growing sense that Democrats have failed to coalesce around one effective message with enough time to stave off major losses in the House and possibly decisive defeats in the tightly contested Senate. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.